gone. My failures echo everywhere I go. Hold on, fate can turn around. We'll rise or fall, gotta keep moving on. When you're feeling low, go get up again. It will be alright, go get up again. When you're feeling low, go get up again. When your life gets hard, just restart. Sometimes trying to belong to something that we're not on. Hold on, things can turn around. We'll rise and fall, gotta keep moving on. When you feel alone, get up again. It will be alright, get up again. When you feel alone, get up again.
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Wulele Sanggula. The song was composed by H.M. Salib. It is typical of Tolaki, Southeast Sulawesi's largest ethnic group who inhabits Kendari City and Kolaka Regency. The song lyrics use Tolaki language, which means Sanggula flower, the name of a flower in Konawe region and its surroundings. The lyrics contain a folklore about an angel who descended from heaven. The angel is described as very beautiful, always glorified by the Tolaki people. Well, listener, here is the song Wulele Sanggula by Sarah and Nita. Enjoy!
Hey! Sound Indonesia.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Listener, here is quote of the day. If one shall be a great leader, they must write like a journalist and speak like an orator. A quote from H.S. Choko Aminoto. Listener, H.O.S. Chokro Aminoto is an Indonesian father of national movement and the nation's teacher. He is known as a figure in the struggle for independence. He was also one of the founders of the Leaders of Trade and Labor Associations that played a key role in the struggle during early 20th century. And listener, that's quote of the day.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
And it will service Voice of Indonesia. Listener, recently there is the 6th International Maritime Security Symposium held in Bali. And according to the Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff Admiral Muhammad Ali, apparently this symposium is a collaborative effort to address various forms of illegal maritime activities such as smuggling. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, He said that the International Forum also discussed commitments and joint steps to tackle illegal fishing and activities that can pose a threat to the maritime environment, which include pollution because of the waste disposal into the sea. An International Maritime Security Symposium opened by the Defense Minister Shafri Shamsuddin was also stated to be helping strengthening and expanding cooperation between countries that support humanitarian assistance when there is a natural disaster.
Voice of Indonesia, the only people.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersamamu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu. Sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan. Kesana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, sudilah kau menjadi tuanku. Istriku.
is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as compulsory product, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Called as Kempal Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempal Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es kempol peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Jatuh, kau wujudkan.
Clarissa Dewi with Mengarah Padamu or Going Towards You. But Indonesian foreign policy is not going towards only one direction, but instead we attempt to be neutral. That's why we try to be friends with everyone. And recently, listener, our diplomatic activity includes the foreign minister of Indonesia, Sukiono, who had a discussion about food and energy security with the visiting Russian deputy foreign minister Andrei Rudenko here on Monday. Reported by Antariksh.com, according to the foreign ministry's statement, Minister Sukiono highlighted Indonesia's dedication to fostering cooperation in food and energy security. And this is in line with his objective, listener. He expressed his support for the 13th Indonesia-Russia Joint Commission on Trade, Economic and Technical Cooperation, scheduled in Jakarta in April. And both ministers explored avenues to enhance bilateral cooperation, including through existing dialogue mechanism and bilateral economic partnership. And further, our minister hoped that Russia would continue supporting Indonesia's collaboration with the Eurasian Economic Union in developing trade partnership.
Siapkanlah dirimu, tunjukkanlah gayamu, karena malam ini menantimu. Lepaskanlah semua, segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tibalah saatnya. Jangan peduli semua, apa kata mereka. Saya kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum. Lihat kita menari, bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi satu kita. Tawa kita sebut malam ini. Lepaskanlah semua segala beban yang ada, kini sudah tiba. Kata mereka kalau kita sebut malam ini, bulan tersenyum, lihat kita menari, bintang berkelip mengikuti irama nada melodi satu kita.
Malam ini kan membebaskan diri dari tegang beban setelah kulalui hari yang melelahkan. Senyum senyam, kilau bintang, menyapa dalam kebersamaan. Waktunya bagiku untuk beraksi, kemisi alami bereaksi, sinkronisasi frekuensi. What we need right now is a party.
Jangan peduli semua apa kata mereka.
Thank you very much for people has been listening to us. Please make sure to follow our social media accounts, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok VOI_official to know more about The Voice of Indonesia. And after the song by JKT48 about rap story, you'll be listening to a story about Alu tradition in Natuna.
Talking about cultural treasures, no doubt, Indonesia with its various tribes in the archipelago, presented with its diversities of cultural treasure, whether it is still preserved or perhaps has already gone, swallowed by age, is one of the richest. With its vast and fertile land, agriculture is the dominant sector in Indonesia, and of course, it is expected to sustain the economy of the state. Rice plants are included the most favored sector in Indonesia, because rice is the staple food for most of Indonesian people, including in Natuna Regency, Riau Island Province. The district's sea waters is bigger than its land area, about 97% comprises of the sea, while the land is only 3%. So small wonder that its agricultural prospects are not remarkable. The agricultural sector has not been managed optimally, since most people live from sea products, such as becoming fishermen, while the sprawling paddy fields are only cultivated by small proportions of farmers. There is a unique tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips. Alugain is done by some farmers in time for rice harvest by using some simple devices, namely a half-meter size wooden mortar, some baseless or rice pounders made of ironwood with different sizes. The size is not without meaning anyway. There are certain sizes that produce a sound notation. Furthermore, a furnace with wood fuel is also prepared to roast the newly harvested rice that has been pounded into chips. This alugain is conducted from noon until late at night. It can even be held up to several days. After a lot of chips have been produced, it's time for the woman to gather the waste of chips making. It is then put into a bowl, added with some grated coconut, brown sugar, and poured with a little hot water. A delicious dish is all ready to be enjoyed together. Listener, perhaps you are curious as to what kinds of sound the alu or rice pounder can make. Well, let's listen to the following then. More about alugain when rice harvest times arrives, let's find out from the community leader who is also an alugain specialist, Haji Kamaini.
So according to the story, the origin of alugain was a man who was deliberately left in the woods by his brothers because he had an incurable disease for quite a long time. While left alone in the woods, the man created a game and some songs to fill in the time and forget his loneliness. So that is how the first alugain was created. Then he met three people who were looking for Ratan. They worked for the king in Natuna. Upon questioning the man, told them that he had been deliberately dumped by his family and he had created the game and the sound. The three men then returned to the king and told him that there was a very nice sound in the forest that they have never heard before. Then they brought the king and his warriors to the forest where he heard the sounds. He ordered his men to take the man from the woods and bring him home. Thus the game of alu was created.
Hulu barangnya di dalam hutan, maka bertemulah ia dengan bunyi-bunyian itu tadi. Oleh raja itu tadi, maka dibawalah orang yang dipisahkan di dalam hutan tadi, dibawa pulang ke rumahnya, maka diciptalah sekarang ini yang dinamakannya alu.
As the time goes by, Haji Kamaini said, the alu game is getting more growing. Previously, the game was done by one person, but currently there are 7 pounders for each performance.
Itu permainan sebenarnya kalau alu itu tadi permainannya di
zaman. Originally, there was only one pounder with one person. Now there are 7 persons with 7 pounders, one for each player. So all in all, there are one mortar with 7 pounders consist of 4 big ones and 3 small ones. Alu game now has become our inheritance for generations. It's for our ancestors. So it has been passed down, not just 1, 2, 3, or 4 generations.
According to Haji Kamaini, alu game should be preserved so it will never be lost. According to him, the number of songs in the game was not 2, 3, or 4 songs, but 12. Haji Kamaini hopes the government will help in preserving it, so the alu, emping padi or rice chips pounder game culture will continue to exist. Listener, hopefully the alu game played when the rice harvest comes will continue and remain stable in the society, not disappear in time and swallowed by modernization. Hopefully the sound of alu pounder on the mortar when the rice harvest time comes will continue to be heard in Natuna.
Beautiful nature.
It was Andin with Indahnya Dunia. It speaks about the beauty of the world. And of course, Indonesia is very beautiful, part of the very beautiful planet Earth. And I believe that you need to come here if you have the time. And in the meantime, you can just listen to our broadcast listener on Vionis.id and also the application RRI Digital. And then listener, in a moment, we'll be also broadcasting on 3325 kilohertz and also 4755 kilohertz. So make sure to stay tuned on the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Coming up next is a song by Hindia entitled Secukupnya.
Kapan terakhir kali kamu dapat tertidur tenang? Tak perlu memikirkan tentang apa yang akan datang di esok hari. Tubuh yang berpatah hati bergantung pada gaji, berlomba jadi asli, mengais validasi. Dan aku pun tak hadir, seakan paling mahir menenangkan dirimu yang merasa terpinggirkan. Dunia tak pernah adil, kita semua gagal. Angkat minumanmu, bersedih bersama-sama. Sia-sia pada akhirnya putus asa. Rekam gambar dirimu yang terabadikan bertahun silam. Putra-putri sakit hati, ayah ibu sendiri, komitmen lama mati, hubungan yang menyepi. Serta masa lalu, kau hanya merindu mencari pelarian dari pengabdian yang terbakar sinar pengapur berbu. Kita semua gagal, ambil sedikit tisu, bersedihlah secukupnya. Secukupnya kan pasti ada penggantinya. Belum waktunya kau bisa menjawabnya. Secukupnya.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet,
Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. The Sangdang Song is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. The geseng bangso has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangso can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangso, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwu and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Kau bagi
was the Voice of Indonesia. Listener, you're listening to the English program by The Voice of Indonesia, available on voanews.id, the application RRI Digital, and of course through the shortwave broadcast on frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. I'm Steve on the mic. We'll be bringing you a lot of information coming from Indonesia, and the first one will be in the newsline. Listener, here is the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo says policy forex earnings must be placed domestically. And Indonesian President launches the Bullion Bank. And here is the news in detail. To strengthen the resilience of the national economy, the government has enacted Government Regulation No. 8 of 2025, requiring foreign exchange earnings from natural resources exports must be placed domestically. And the detail by Dora Pardede.
The utilization of Indonesia's natural resources must be optimized for the prosperity of the nation and the people, one of which is by increasing the export of foreign exchange reserves from natural resources. To strengthen and enlarge the impact of the management of foreign exchange proceeds from natural resources export, President Prabowo Subianto requires 100% of the natural resources export earnings to be placed for 12 months in domestic national banks. This policy is stated in Government Regulation No. 8 of 2025, which President Prabowo announced in a press conference at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, Monday.
Dalam rangka memperkuat dan memperbesar dampak dari pengelolaan devisa hasil ekspor sumber daya alam,
to strengthen and enlarge the impact of the management of foreign exchange proceeds from the export of natural resources, the government stipulates Government Regulation No. 8 of 2025, the main substance of which is as follows. The first, government stipulates that the obligation to place foreign exchange proceeds from the export of natural resources in Indonesian financial system will be increased to 100% for the period of 12 months from the placement in a special account of foreign exchange proceeds from the export of natural resources in a national bank.
Sejak penempatan dalam rekening khusus DHE SDA di dalam bank-bank nasional.
The president explained that this regulation applies to exporters in the mining, except oil and gas, plantation, forestry, and fishery sectors. Prabowo also estimated that foreign exchange proceeds from export that will be deposited in domestic banks could increase by $80 billion US dollar by 2025 and could even reach more than $100 billion US dollar if the money is kept for 12 months starting from Government Regulation No. 8 of 2025 effective on March 1, 2025. Dora Pardede reporting.
Still related to the president, President Prabowo Subianto will inaugurate Indonesia's first bullion bank on February 26, 2025. The detail by Ranov.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has said that Indonesia will establish a special bank to deposit gold, the first of its kind in the country. In the presidential press statement on the obligation to keep foreign exchange proceeds from natural resource export in the country Monday, 17 February 2025, Prabowo said that initiated bullion bank in the first time in Indonesia history.
Kita akan bentuk bank emas, bank emas.
We are going to establish a bullion bank, so all this time we don't have a bank for our gold. There is no any bullion bank in our country. A lot of our gold is mined and goes overseas. And now we want to have a special bank for gold in Indonesia.
President Prabowo Subianto added that the bullion bank is scheduled to be inaugurated on 26 February 2025. On the same occasion, President Prabowo